What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
The Criminal Justice Plea Negotiations and Agreement Act was introduced to allow accused persons to plead guilty and give testimony or information that would result in the arrest of accomplices or criminal bosses in return for a lenient or reduced penalty. Defense attorneys have expressed that the legislation is not being utilized due to its complexity. Cabinet has issued drafting instructions to strengthen the law. We tell you more in today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
Jamaicans!
Jamaicans!
For Labor Day this year, we will work together for the children.
That's right.
In every community,
let's show them that we care.
By creating and upgrading public spaces,
so our children can feel safe.
To play, have fun, and bond together.
So come on, Jamaica, let's work.
It's a labor of love, nurturing our children.
This Labor Day, May 25th.
Under the Criminal Justice Plea Negotiations and Agreements Act 2005, plans are being put in place to amend the law to allow accused persons to plead guilty to lesser offenses or to only one or some of the offenses on a multi-count indictment in return for a lesser sentence than would be expected under the graver charges. Cabinet has approved a submission for changes to the law and has issued drafting instructions to the Chief Parliamentary Counsel.
Although promulgated in 2005, plea negotiations have hardly been used. Only 10 agreements have gone before the courts since the amendment to the Act in 2010.
Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner. Senator Faulkner says Cabinet views plea bargaining as an effective weapon for securing the convictions of criminal offenders and is moving to make it a more regular feature of Jamaica's judicial system.
The plea bargaining system has proved to be an effective mechanism for securing convictions in other jurisdictions and could prove an important law enforcement tool in Jamaica.
Plea bargaining is critical in fighting crime as it allows for offenders in a gang, for example, the opportunity to reduce their sentence in exchange for giving up vital information on the operation of that gang, which would help to dismantle the criminal enterprise. There are advantages to plea bargaining, as it can serve to conclude a criminal case without a trial. When it is successful, an accused man can agree to plead guilty in return for a dismissal of certain charges, a favorable sentence, or in some instances, no prison time at all. Plea bargaining allows the prosecutor and the accused through legal representation to cooperate to the benefit of the accused as well as the state in its efforts to infiltrate criminal gangs. The cabinet submission has been guided by the work of a committee chaired by Justice Carl Harrison, which was set up to review the law.
The latest reform measures proposed include designation of plea judges in both the Supreme and Resident Magistrates' Courts, post-sentencing plea negotiations where a prisoner who is serving a term wishes to assist the prosecution and in doing so may have his or her sentence reduced.
Unlike under the current system where the Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP, has to provide written authorization to commence and to conclude a plea deal, the drafting instructions given by Cabinet involves eliminating the requirement for written authorization to commence negotiations. The reformed plea laws will also include the possibility for post-sentence negotiations where a prisoner who is serving a term wishes to assist the prosecution and in so doing may have his sentence reduced. If you are serving a sentence and you have something to offer to the police or the DPP with respect to any other crime, you can get that sentence reduced, but there will have to be an application from the prosecutor to revisit the matter. That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again same time on this station for another edition of You and the Law.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.